So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. We're here in the Shamrock, here in Kerr. With me, absolutely fantastic music here in the Shamrock Lounge and every Friday night. How are you doing, Mary Harty?
I'm doing well, Eamon, thank you.
Yeah, good to be with us on the programme. A family tradition of music in your family.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, my husband is working with Coltis and teaching music for over 50 years, and he has travelled the length and breadth of Ireland and overseas with different groups throughout that time, and he took over Kerr Coltis in 1992, and since then he has been working, teaching, building the branch, and organising many events, and we host a Sessioun summer programme every year out of Kerr Castle at the moment. And that's a Coltis national programme of music, song and dance. And some of our members who are taking that programme are here tonight playing in this session. And then we do all the flacules, the regular flas, County Munster, All Ireland. And as well as that, we host a Kerr Trad Fest every September. And this year is the 10th anniversary of our Tradfest, and we are already working to make it just to bring the whole event to a higher level.
This is a special time of the year. We're coming up to St. Patrick's weekend.
Yes, indeed. And you know, it's great. And we will partake in the parade here in Kerr for St. Patrick's. And an awful lot. It's a great community thing as well, because all the communities come out and partake in the parade and whatever. And we'd be delighted to play trad music and sing a few songs and have a few dances and celebrate the weekend. And it's great, it's a long weekend this year. But you know what, it's lovely lending to the people, and you know, they all come out and enjoy it. It's fun, it's a great fun atmosphere with the trad music as well. Because, you know, they can join in and out of a session, and yeah, you know, it's a great social barrier as well, I think, for people. And, you know, I even notice here in the Shamrock on a Friday night, we could have people from other countries coming in, and they'll just, they don't know each other, but they sit down and they know the tunes and they play. So it's another language. Music is another language, really.
The owners here of the Shamrock, Huey and his wife, they're very hospitable people, really hospitable.
They're so nice, and they're so good to Kerr Coltis. They honestly welcome us here with open arms. And I mean, you know, this session goes on every Friday night here, and I mean, they really look after the children if we have the younger children in, with treats and sweets and everything. And yeah, they're a wonderful crew, you know, and the staff as well. They're so good to us.
The summer season must be magic down here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know, Kerr is a very, it's a great tourist town. And I mean, there's lots of visitors to Kerr with the castle and the Swiss cottage, and God, the walkways around here, and the wonderful work done by Councillor Andy Maloney, and you know, the Kerr Tidy Towns. I mean, really, Kerr is on the map big time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you have the, because you had Prince Charles here, now he's been King Charles.
Yes, I know, and that was a great honour for five of our members to play for that inaugural visit. And he was so nice to meet. He was so lovely, himself and his wife Camilla. And I mean, they came round and they shook hands with us all, and we were very privileged, really. And he enjoyed it, and he even played the Baron with us. So I tell you, yeah, he had to give it up, though. He was going to come back and join Kerr Coltis, but because of you know, he having to take on the role of king, he had to abdicate and go back to his
small serious risk to his health at the minute, but hopefully he'll get through that.
Yeah, I do hope, I really do hope that you know, he'll be okay. And honestly, we are all sad and to hear that news, because we were even thinking tonight that we'd write a card and, you know, we'd get it signed up by the members and send it to him. Because we really wish him well.
You play yourself, Mary?
You know, I really don't play it at all. Okay. I'll tell you what, I just sort of, I suppose the Kerr Coltis administrator,
an advisor to them all.
And I do all the admin for it, and it's a full-time job, Eamon.
And who it is?
I mean, between membership, between entering them all for competition, Michael prepares them all for the SCT, the Scrooge-Shaltira music exams, and you know, that has to be applied for, and they have to be entered, and you know, there's just constant work with Kerr Coltis, with any Coltis to keep it going. So yeah.
Well, Mary Hartley, it's a real pleasure to be here on behalf of Tip FM once again.
And thank you, Eamon. It's always a pleasure to have you in the Shamrock, too.
Getting back to that summer fest you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I'll tell
you now. So, Kerr Trad Fest, it's on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September. And I'm telling you all now, so save the date, because it'll be a festival to remember. And we are going to be adding a good few new elements to it. So come along and you'll have a fun-filled weekend.
It's a real pleasure being here. We're going to take a very first break of the evening. We're here in the Shamrock. We're back just after these. You're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in the Shamrock. Absolutely fantastic. Fantastic music here tonight. Andy Maloney, how are you?
Very fine, very well, Eamon. And thanks for inviting us in anyway. And welcome to KR again, as we always do welcome you. Delighted to have you.
Sure, look, it's a brilliant spot. It's, you know, music at its best.
Yeah, top class every Friday night here, you know, the Irish music, the Kia Court has grown from strength to strength over the last number of years, and I suppose the big thing this year is their 10 years going running the Tradfest, which is going to be a big occasion in the 13th to the 15th of September. But the amount of young kids that they've pushed through their fingers learning Irish music there, and especially Michael Harty and again, but they brought in so many others there, like in, you have John Gian there from in the Brew Brew Fane, and Mike Welch there on the guitar. Like, they're a great diverse one, and the likes of Emma Welch and them, they have come up through the ranks. It's great to see where they've come from in the last, I suppose, the late 80s, I suppose, when they really started off.
I suppose you've seen a lot of these guys in action over the years, rather than here in the Shamrock, in the sense that because they're doing a lot of, you know, parades and stuff in town.
They do, and they do, like you said, they get involved in St. Patrick's Day parades, they get involved in the summer concerts in the castle. They have their own gigs then as well, they have their different nights for presentations. They were honoured this year above in Brew Brew, you know, for their input into Irish music and that. But then again, as even as late as tonight, Michael and a group of the lads were on 2RTE on the Flaic Eol programme. So, they're a brilliant bunch, and you go a long way to get a group of musicians as good and talented as them, you know.
Is it a busy town?
Yeah, look, we're fortunate enough, I suppose, that we are a good, thriving town, like, and... you know, whatever way we look at it, we're a destination town. We have tried to get to there in the last number of years. There's a lot of improvements still to come in the town in the coming years, like new car park now will bring an extra 78 spaces into the town. There will be some losses in other areas, but then we'll have a state-of-the-art library coming on as well, probably grilling for the town. So we're building on the I suppose, the tourism end of it, and the day trippers are really what you really need, because they don't want to spend the money. But Kerr is a destination town. Walks, we've got good funding, you know, from different government departments over the years, so we've capitalised on that, and it's now, you know, it's a place to come to.
Absolutely. You headed the poll the last election.
Yeah, which you're only as good as your last race, you know, as that's the fella said. So, well, the main aim from being elected at one election is to get re-elected, and like, that's what you do in the 5 years in between. Every morning you get up, you have to try and get re-elected, and if you don't get dirty in your hands, and you know, when it comes to canvassing, you have to go to the door and you have to say to people, look, I'm still here, I'm around the last 5 years, I've done the work. If you think it's good enough, give me a vote. If it isn't good enough, well then look, fair play, we'll have a chat about it.
Fair point. Is that your philosophy going out there?
Yeah, look, you have to work every day, and I suppose I'd be better known for having a high vis vest on me. The tie goes on for special occasions, all right, but in general, like, you have to dirty your hands and get involved in the community and get involved in the groups. Look, it comes down to the nitty-gritty, the things are parochial as well, they always stay parochial, but the Care District has been good to me over the years. And hopefully, again, in the first Friday in June, it'll be just as good.
Is it about political parties, or is it just about what you do yourself?
No, I don't believe local politics is about what you do locally. I think different to a general election, I think party politics might come into it. But then again, people will tell you, looking at the polls, the party politics is dying a bit. But I don't know. I find here myself, I have a very cross party section of a vote as an independent here in Care, and, you know, I... predominantly it was one colour or the other. I feel that I'm getting the votes. When you look at the stats and you look at the transfers, I'm getting them from all angles, and I think people are putting their trust in you, you know, to do a job, and you have to, you know, have the enthusiasm for it, and they'll stand over you then, and I'm grateful for that, because at the end of the day, and I said it after the last election, it wasn't about Andy Maloney's name up in the poll, it was about the community and the people that you...
Regards to both of them on museum.
Thanks, Eamon, and thanks, okay, thanks for having me.
In the meantime, okay.
Thanks, Eamon, thank you very much. Thank you.
absolutely. The host and hostess are here with me, Huey and Margaret. How are you doing, folks?
Eamon, you're very welcome to the Shamrock, and we're delighted to see you again.
Absolutely, and Margaret.
Welcome to the Shamrock, Eamon. Delighted
it's
to have you here again.
Hospitality, and you get everything in here. Cups of coffee, cups of dinners, or bits of dinners, and all the bits that you want, requires. It's actually a fantastic place.
Thank you very much, Eamon, for that. You get everything here.
Absolutely. I do lovely lunches here in the middle of the day and all that kind of thing.
That's right, yeah. We do it from 12 to half four every day.
Half day, absolutely. Yeah, and then 12 o'clock to half four. Every weekend and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have the tread music here every Friday night. Every Friday night from what time? Half past nine?
Yeah,
onwards.
Yeah, 9 to 12 that way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
9 to 12, yeah. But you were delighted to have me, Eamon.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're a Kerry man up here.
I am, unfortunately, yeah. I'm a blow-in, Eamon.
How did you actually get up here?
I would you believe it?
Where did you meet Margaret?
I met Margaret. I saw her across a crowded room. Many years ago, Eamon.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
But my original time was I came up to Rockwell College in the catering school 43 years ago that way, yeah. So I was working there until this year. That was September, so I didn't go back in September. So I want to wish them all well in Rockwell, that they continue the good work they're doing without me.
Fantastic place, really, now. Fantastic college and great guys working there, and the students as well. You
know. Oh, yeah. Rockwell College has a huge name. Like, one time when I went to Rockwell, we had a catering school, an agricultural school, and a secondary school. Now it's down to a secondary school, but they have 500 students and about 100 boarders. And for the first time, they're boarding girls this year in Rockwell, which was a huge achievement for them.
Okay, okay. So, Margaret, you were here in this place all your lifetime. Where did you grow up here?
No, I didn't grow up here, no. We came into Kerry in 1975.
Okay.
So we're here since.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't grow up here, no.
You had a fantastic trade.
It was owned by the Cook Hennessy when the Brazils bought it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, back in 75, yeah.
All right. So you have week in, week out, but you have to... Your foot is on the floorboards all the time because you really have to be on the job here.
Well, we are because, you see, we're doing food 7 days a week, which is a huge task, like, this day and age to do. So we have to be on the floor all the time, yeah.
Absolutely. And a great staff you have here, I'm sure.
We have wonderful staff. Every single one of them are absolutely wonderful. And we appreciate all that they do for us.
Tell me about you standing on your feet all the time. You guys, you're not 15, you're not 18 years old anymore.
No. But we're feeling the pain of it now, Eamon. We're carrying, you know. Yeah. We're carrying one another at the moment. But it's a way of life now, do you know what I mean? It's a way of life. And then, since I have not working in Rockwell anymore, it's that bit easier. So my new boss is okay, like, you know.
Well, folks, listen, it's a real pleasure to be here in your place once again.
Eamon, listen, we want to thank you very much for coming back to see us. And I hope you get a good recording here because they're a fantastic group of people. So enjoy the rest of the night.
Absolutely.
And thanks again for coming.
The best wishes to see you guys here.
Thank you very much.
Your picture is on the wall.
Oh, should we know that? Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in the Shamrock. Ger Maher is with us. How are you doing, Ger?
I'm very well, Eamon.
To make up for it, we're here at the foot of the Galties. And why not sing the Galty Mountain Boy for us?
Sure, whatever you want.
Okay, your own time.
We'll do it. I chimes the flying column in 1916. In Cork with Sean Moyle and in Tipperary with Dan Breen. I'm arrested by Free Staters and sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We trek the Wicklow Mountains, we were rebels on the run. Thou hunted night and morning, we were outlaws but free men. We roamed the Dublin mountains as the sun was shining high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galtee mountain boy. We went across the valleys and over the hilltops green, where we met with Denny Lacy, Sean Hogan and Dan Breen. Sean Moylan and his gallant men who kept the flag flying high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galtee mountain boy. I'll bid farewell to old Clonmel I never more will see. And to the Galtee mountains that oft time sheltered me, to the men who fought for their liberty and died without a sigh, may their cause be ne'er forgotten, said the Galtee mountain boy. May their cause be ne'er forgotten, said the Galtee mountain boy.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Ger Maher, I'm down your way. Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Ger. Absolutely brilliant. Well done. John Keane is with us, one of the supreme woes in County Tipperary and Kilkenny. How are you doing, John?
Hello, Eamon. I'm very well.
Good to be here. You're out of your depth a small bit tonight, all the way up in Ardmail, Loughmore, all that kind of country.
That's it, yeah. No, I live in Ardmail, originally from Loughmore, but we're here now in Huey's Shamrock tonight. And I suppose my connection, I know Michael and Mary for many years, and I know they're running the Coltis down here and doing the summer season sessions for nearly a quarter of a century. And over the last several years, it's in the castle. But my connection really started when my girls, I have two girls, and they sang with Michael's group. And so when they had outgrown and become of age to move on, I filled in a slot for Michael. And delighted to meet up with all the musicians and families that are down here with a great love and interest in the music.
Cashel is your, I suppose, your Coltis group for the most part.
Yeah, Cashel is my branch. We're based at the Brubaroo, fantastic location. And we ourselves have a great branch. I think we have 140 students taking music classes every week. So we're vibrant. We have a lively, busy branch with lots of activities and great budding musicians, which is fantastic.
It's a good feeling about it, the great music here, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's our culture, it's our heritage. And of course, I grew up with it in Loughmore. Mm-hmm. And it really, I could really say that music creates a community. And in the community that I grew up in, we were very strong in the GA field with hurling and football, predominantly football in those days. But we did get a breakthrough. And it was so rare for us to win at that time, we celebrated. And I could play a few tunes, but I can honestly say that I got to know all the characters in my community in Loughmore, not by the conversation that exchanged, but by the songs those men and women sang.
How are you going to celebrate St. Patrick's weekend?
Well, I think in our own branch, we will be doing a concert. It's something that we do with our own music class. Last year, we twinned with Calais. We have a branch meeting coming up, so to finalise arrangements. But there's always a presence of music in Cashel on St. Patrick's Day. We haven't done it now in the last couple of years, but we used to do the Mass, and then we'd go down on the street pre-parade and get up on the platform, play some tunes, and create the sound of our heritage and play music.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
That was John Geehan. We're going to take another break. We're back with the final part just after these. DJ, very welcome back to the final part of Down Your... Jerry Duffy is with us, the master here of the hounds for the most part. How are you doing, Jerry?
All good here, Eamon. Yeah, good old session here tonight again. We're looking forward to 2024 now in Coltis. We have a lot of events coming up. Even this Sunday now we have the Ceolan Geary.
Jerry Duffy is with us. How are you doing, Jerry?
All good here, Eamon. How are you? We're delighted to have you here.
You're the chief here of your group for the most part.
Oh, yeah. Cathaoirleach of Ceir Coltis. Great group of musicians. And before I even start, I'd have to say a big thank you to all the parents who bring the young musicians to the practices, to the Fla Ceol, and all the concerts during the year. But we've a good year lined up, and with the County Fla in Newport in North Tip in May. And then we've got the Munster Fla in Thurles, which is still within the county. Looking forward to that. And then all on to August to the All-Ireland Fla in Wexford. So we're looking forward to a busy year. And Mary Hartley, you'll kill me if I don't mention the Tradfest in September here in Ceir.
She told me all about the Tradfest, and that's a special time in September.
Oh, absolutely. It's our 10th Tradfest in Ceir. And we've a good lineup, and we're looking forward to that indeed. And of course, we have the Castle concerts, the session throughout the summer in July and August. We'll have six Thursday nights in July and August, where we have our session group, which will be open to all the tourists and locals throughout the summer season. We're looking forward to that.
We're looking forward to it. We might pay a visit back, but St. Patrick's weekend is a special time too for traditional music.
Well, absolutely, and we'll have music in Kerr, and at the parade we'll be playing music at the tourist office during and after the St. Patrick's Day parade in Kerr. I've been involved with the parades in Kerr for 40 years, so in some kind of way it's an anniversary for me. But I started out with Junior Chamber back in, have to do my maths here, in, I was going to say 18, whatever it was. No, it was back in 1984. And with Junior Chamber, they had the parades, and I got involved from that day doing the MC. And so since then, I've just been called on to do different events and with the Fair of Kerr and so on. But Kerr has always been a great place, and indeed, not being from Kerr, it's been a welcoming place for me, being a dub, as they say, who came here a blow-in, as some would say, 40-odd years ago. But a fantastic place for music, and of course, the people of Kerr, that's their number one.
Shamrock is a very open place, for the most part, a very hospitable place.
Yeah, Hughie and Margaret, they do a great job here, and a great place for lunch as well, don't forget that. They do lunches 7 days a week here. But for the music, every Friday night we have the session here, which can be adults, a mixture of our younger members, and Mick Welsh there keeps the songs going, and then we have, of course, Michael Harty and all the group there to join in, depending on the particular session. And this is our base, as they say, for trad music in Kerr.
Enjoy the weekend, Jerry Duffy. Thanks for being with us and down your way.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Eamon, and delighted to have you here in Kerr again. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good, and you?
Yeah, not bad at all. You're not Irish, are you?
So, no, I'm not Irish, I'm French.
Okay, French. How long have you been here in Ireland?
I'm here since last June.
Okay, are you enjoying your time?
Oh, yeah, great time here.
What about the Irish and traditional music?
I love it. I really love it.
Mm-hmm. What about the schoolmaster across there?
Oh, very good musician, very good knowledge in music, and a lot of stuff to play every time.
Absolutely. So, do you like coming in here to the Shamrock?
Oh, I like come every Friday to the Shamrock to play with the musician here.
Absolutely. Enjoy your time here.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mike Walsh at around the corner. How you doing, Mike?
I'm not so bad at all.
Yeah, you want to do a bit of a song?
I will. Yeah, if it's all right. It's one I kind of put together a good few years back. It's about a little spot outside Clonmel, over the border in the county of Waterford, a place called Carey's Castle.
It'll be fine. We want to wish you a happy St. Patrick's weekend as well.
Oh, and the same to you. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So this is Carey's Castle.
The air is filled with the scent of heather breeze. The little birds sing harmony as they flutter in the sky. As I walk along the mountain track, my true love by my side. My happiness is something I can't hide. The mountain stream came rushing down as we stumbled up the hill. You see the ruins of Carey's home standing quiet among the trees. It was mystical and breathtaking to sit within her walls and listen
to the sweet, sweet sound of Glenarry's lovely falls. We walked back down by Glenarry's banks and headed on for home. My mind in tune with the scene we left, my true love's hand in mine. Died there and kissed her then, her lips were soft and sweet. And Glenarry whispered, don't go yet, stay here beneath the trees. He must have been a mighty man, my thoughts are wandering now. To build his castle way up there is not when or why but how. He must have seen the things we saw and sat by the rushing stream and listened to the sweet, sweet sound of the lovely heather breeze.
Oh, my. Well done, Michael. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Michael Harty, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks. Thank you.
Every
Friday night.
Yeah, I'm sure you're doing it. Yeah. So, I was your good wife here earlier on. She'll look at it. She's busy,
the great secretary. Very busy, yeah. There's a lot to be done.
Yeah. Fantastic group.
It varies here from week to week. So it does, yeah, it does.
You grew up just down the road from Holy Cross.
Your neighbour.
Yeah,
just down the road from the sheep pack.
Yeah, absolutely, the sheep have one great place.
Ballyvonine,
yeah.
Yes.
The name that carries on the great Harties are still down there.
Oh, they are, yeah. My brother and sister still live down there, yeah.
I think we did a program all those years ago in your sister's house. And
you did, actually. I was at that. Yeah,
yeah,
I was, yeah.
Sounds a while ago now.
Exactly, yeah.
You looking forward to St. Patrick's weekend, Michael?
We are, of course, yeah. We'll put on a display.
Always.
young and old musicians.
It's a real pleasure to be here and to chat with you guys. Yeah. Thanks for saying hello.
Thank you.
Yeah. Larry Welch, how are you?
Grant.
Looking forward to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, special time. Your family is out here playing tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, Emma.
Okay, well done.
Yeah. She plays and she comes every Friday evening here.
Okay.
Yes.
So did you ever pick up the guitar or...?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not that talented, no.
Okay, yeah.
Emma's the one.
You're down on the farm, I'm sure, for the most part, are you?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice to say hello. This man across here, hi, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Not bad, you're part of the group here as well.
Yeah, well, I've three of my children are playing there, Aoife, Owen and Aaron, Fahy, yeah.
They do a lot of practicing at home as well, do they?
They do indeed, yeah. Michael has been teaching them since they were very young, Michael Harty, and they have been involved in the session groups and the flas and that over the year and the Treadfest and that, so... They love
like,
it.
They yeah. like the whole traditional music, do they?
Yeah, they love it. It's great. And it's great for all, you know, their friends and camaraderie. There's a great bunch of kids, children there. Likewise, Evan.
So that's my programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's edition of Down Your Way. Thank you very much to Huey and his wife, Margaret, for hosting the programme. Absolutely fantastic. Until the next time, have a very happy St. Patrick's Day. From the Shamrock here in Care, until next week. Bye-bye.